Probably got to pull Jeff Snyder away from a workout. He's probably smack dab in the middle of lifting couches and throwing around other things around his house to stay fit. Our Calgary Roughnecks analyst and the head of Elevate Lacrosse joins us Wednesdays on the program and joins us today. Hi, Snides. Are you in the middle of a workout right now?
Dude, I'm going to look like the Big Lebowski when I come out of quarantine here. You wait.
That's good.
It's going to be messy. It's going to be messy. The workouts are running slow.
You're not look, and in all seriousness, I know there's a lot of people worried about, you know, fitness and eating right are big parts of their lives. It's more difficult to do so in situations like this. How are you? I know that, for instance, is you're pretty strict when it comes to your fasting and your keto diet and obviously a big workout guy. How has self-isolation treated you, knowing that you've had to make a ton of adjustments here?
It's interesting. I'm pretty much, I'm kind of one meal a day. I kind of snack. I eat at like six. I snack from like, whatever until maybe, midnight, and then I won't eat again the next day until six. I'll have some coffees and that's about it. I've got a great Sean O'Bross put together a corn training program. So it's all body weight stuff and, ab work and footwork and I get out and run. I haven't ran anywhere since July of 2018 in Israel. So that was unique for me and it put me on the shelf for a couple of days, but I'm getting back at it. So man, it's just discipline. I think it's, when you get bored, you eat. When you get lonely, you eat. I'm trying to keep this figure in check, keep up with you guys. I walk into that studio with you and Pinder, and I just feel bad about myself all the time because you guys are so shredded.
Yeah.
It's motivation for me.
Yeah, Pinder and Steinberg, the Shredded Afternoon Show. That's what everybody calls us. You're bang on. I'm with you. I'm used to running on treadmills. I go to a spot regularly, a circuit training spot. So a big part of it is running and doing interval training on the treadmill. But I went running and did about half an hour on Sunday and went for about a 90-minute run with breaks on Saturday. And I'm with you. Knocked me right out of commission. Like running on the ground and not running on a treadmill, when you're over 30, you're like, oh, boy, that takes a toll on your body. I was not expecting that. Like Monday and Tuesday, I was hurting for certain. Like it was a rough recovery.
Oh, I heard a great quote the other day from a friend of mine that said, I'm either running towards a sale at duty or I'm running away from something that's potentially going to hurt me. And that's the only time I run. So I thought that was pretty good.
Well, I'm glad that you've been able to keep up with some of your workouts. And I honestly think, you can stay active and you can stay in shape when you're self-isolating and you're not able to get to the gym, you're not able to necessarily be as active as you'd like or go through things, live your life the way that you're used to. But I am the biggest challenge, and it's the challenge that I've hit a couple of times. The biggest challenge is the mental side of it. You've got to find a way to keep yourself motivated and actually do that workout. It's easy, as you said, to just have something to eat or sit down on the couch and throw on Netflix. But it's not easy. And I don't necessarily have great tips for it, but I think the mental battle is the biggest thing when it comes to staying active and getting workouts in during a situation like this.
I think we're all sort of bound to our routine. We're all creatures of habit. And the big thing for me, I think that I'm getting out of this, and we talk about it a lot in our program with our kids, is adversity. This is going to change the world, and it already has. And coming out of this, things are going to be a lot different as well. And, it's okay to be bored. Boredom, in your profession, boredom in your life, boredom in terms of what you're going through right now, it stimulates a lot of self-reflection, I personally feel, and a lot of opportunity to kind of dig into, who you really are and what you actually want to do. And I think that there's going to be a lot of changes that come out of this for people, which is a really positive thing. I just don't know how you don't lean into this adversity right now. And this is something that I think could be really positive or really negative, depending on how you want to look at it. And that's kind of the message that we're, trying to share with the community as much as we can through Elevate or personally, or just when we're talking to kids, as they reach out for guidance and their NCAA process or whatever that may be, is, man, dig into this, because this is something that we've never experienced before. It's certainly, I doubt there are many people in the world that have experienced something like this to date, if you go back in history. But, the reality is that there's a lot of adversity taking place right now. And at the end of the day, leaning into that adversity is ultimately going to make you a better person, better athlete, better professional, better businessman. And I think that we're seeing that all over the place. The community is, this Calgary community is fantastic. And I think there's a lot of real positive stuff going on here. And, just the adversity in itself and what we're facing here collectively is ultimately going to produce, better kids, better people, better parents, and a better community ultimately.
He's Jeff Snyder from Elevate Lacrosse. He joins us every Wednesday. It's usually our Calgary Roughneck spotlight, but obviously no sports, no lacrosse going on right now. But the main message, you talked about the adversity, and you talked about how this is going to and already has changed the world. And I think, your message is very similar to pretty much every other message. Stay inside when you can. You don't need, specifically when it comes to group gatherings. You just, those things, we can put those on hold for now, right?
Absolutely. And I don't know why we wouldn't. And again, I'll take a bit of ownership of that as well. Like, I've been outside. I haven't been, around people as much. But, go and walk your dog. But stay away from people. Walk into a grocery store and, you shouldn't have, it's great that you see it, but I needed some things the other day, went by myself to the grocery store, and I saw a security guard reminding people to, clean your hands off, be a good citizen, make sure that you're not, touching everything and contributing to what's going on here. I saw a stat online that, over 50% of the cases in Canada now are community related rather than, travel related, which is shocking, because, personally, I'm tied into someone who's, immunocompromised right now. And maybe not everybody is. And I recognize that there's, that everybody's trying to keep sane and trying to, to do their part. But, if someone gets sick and you can't go and take, a relative groceries that is potentially battling, a condition, that spreads through a family, whatever it may be, I think that and as Canadians, this is, you look at what's going on in the United States. I spoke with a friend who's a squash player, who can't go out and teach lessons. He can't earn his income, playing squash and coaching squash, because New York is literally a ghost town. And if that's any, if that's any consideration for what the magnitude of this thing looks like, you have a responsibility to, being a citizen in our community, to make sure that you're doing your part. And, that means limiting your interaction with people and making sure that you're limiting your contact when you're out and about. I think that we're all capable of this. And I think, out of respect too, I got a mother who's, in the operating room, working and going to work. And there's a lot of people, our first responders are out there, putting, their health and well-being on the line, to make sure that they're managing the situation in the hospitals. And it's not, maybe it's not necessarily about getting sick, but overwhelming the system, and making sure that we're taking into consideration other people. And that's what being Canadian is all about. And I especially think a Calgarian, we've gone through, a lot over the last little while in terms of our economy and, this adversity and dealing with this adversity and living in this wonderful city that we do, is a big part parcel of what we're cut out to be and who we are. And that's why we live here. And that's why we love being here. So, I would challenge everybody, especially the lacrosse community. That's the only, real community that, we're really tied into here with respect to sports, but, challenging all the lacrosse players, keep your stick in your hands and, just make sure that your stick is only in your hand and it's not anybody else's. And at the same time, make sure you're limiting your space and being mindful and respectful of everybody in the community.
Well said, my friend. A final thought for you. You're very tied into, as you talk about the lacrosse community in Calgary, and a big thing that you have been a huge part of is helping young lacrosse players further their lacrosse careers and further their education with scholarships in the NCAA and being able to head to the United States with what's going on right now. How does recruiting change? How do scholarships get affected? All that type of stuff. What are we seeing right now in that regard?
Yeah, I've been in contact with a number of different coaches. Most recently yesterday, a FaceTime call with Coach Ray, former Calgary Roughneck, and he's now the head coach at St. Joe's University, just kind of talking about what that landscape looks like moving forward. I think one thing that I think the NCAA has done a very good job of is they granted a fifth year for those seniors that had their years canceled. It does put a strain on the system, on the front of the system, when you've got kids that are supposed to enroll in their first year this coming September, and how that looks, the NCAA will be managing that accordingly. But I think the biggest thing is that there's recruiting events that are going to be taking place, this coming season for kids that are uncommitted. So I'm not sure what that'll look like from an NCAA rule perspective, if the kids will be granted another year as a postgraduate to be able to market themselves to institutions. But we're going to have our hands full. This thing, when this curve does flatten and we get back to a little bit of normalcy in respect to our day-to-day, we're certainly going to have our hands full with guidance and counseling. We already do. But that being said, this summer season is an important season for lacrosse in the recruiting period. And the coaches are concerned about, being able to get out and start recruiting their junior and senior classes. And there are still some schools that are still looking for, kids. I'm getting emails from coaches asking for, 2020 graduates, which is this summer, looking for enrollment in the fall. So, now more than ever, it's an important time. If you're an NCAA athlete out there right now and you're listening, or for parents that are, the biggest thing you can do is make sure that you maintain your communication with NCAA coaches. If you've got videotape, put it together and, make sure that you're reaching out and staying fresh on the top of the minds of these coaches. And that doesn't change. If anything, it just helps your cause, and coaches are probably more likely to, roll the dice on a videotape now than they would be than ever before. So in all sports, I would suggest just make sure that you communicate effectively and make sure that you've got your video prepared and your grades and if you're writing SATs or have to rewrite them, make sure that you're on top of all that stuff and prepared to hit the ground when we're given the green light to get back out and do those things.
Good stuff, Snides. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, pal.
Always a pleasure. Stay healthy. Hope you guys are doing great. Look forward to chatting with you soon.